And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That's this one. That's Alabama. And I mean to say this show, woo, goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, y'all, and parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for a good measure. Hey, I tell you who else covers a lot of ground. That's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers much of our listening area. They got places like clinics in places like Gadsden, Atala, Anniston. Got five locations around the Birmingham area. Two newest ones are in Chelsea and Hoover. Y'all, I'm just telling you, this is who I use personally. No kidding. I've been using them way longer than they've been advertising. I like them advertising because I trust who they are. Every time I've walked in the front door of a Southern Immediate Care facility, clean, friendly, professional, get you in, get you out. You can do your shots, your x-rays right on site. Southern Immediate Care, 7 days a week, y'all. You wake up on a Sunday morning and somebody's sick, what do? Southern Immediate Care. And they'll see all ages. I'm talking from pediatric to geriatric. It doesn't matter. Walk-in's welcome. They'll take you. Southern Immediate Care. You need help? You look them up online, find the location nearest to you, check them out. Just do me a favor. When you go in, tell them, you know, I heard about this on that Right Side Radio. Well, I would appreciate it. I got a caller on line one. I'll take that real quick. Dave from Blount County. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Hey, Phil. I'm doing real good, brother. I was coming booming. My dad was a flight engineer on a B-17, and he was the top turret. His two 50 calibers, he named them Ike and Mike.
Wow. Very cool. Thanks for your service.
He was shot. He did 35 missions. He was shot down twice. In one of those shoot downs, he got the Distinguished Flying Cross. And they were behind the lines for almost a week. And the French Underground got them back to England. Wow. Anyway, that's another story. But I've been hearing these protests about Israel, anti-Israel or anti-Jewish. The Jews, there was a remnant there for the last 2,000 years. Of course, it's been archaeologically proven that they've been in that land for 3,000 plus years.
Yeah.
But that remnant were the ones that found the Dead Sea Scrolls. And but we're poised and ready for Ezekiel 38 and 39. If you read that, Gog and Magog is the land of Meshach and Tubal. And God is mad at them, is what he says. And he says, I put a hook in their mouth and drag them down there. Read it. And Meshach and Tubal is Russia. So that's where we are. My biggest thing is we're not organized for what's coming across that border. Everybody needs to stay on alert, locked and loaded.
Well,
thanks for being there, Phil.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you, Dave. So he brought up the border. And by the way, you had another caller a minute ago. If they call back in, I want to talk to them too. But if you take a look right now, Peace Through Strength is what this whole show has been on. My monologue was on Peace Through Strength. And then I had Peace Through Strength about military and foreign policy, Peace Through Strength about crime on the streets, Peace Through Strength about our southern border. Folks, listen, Peace Through Strength is about a projection of what you can do. It doesn't mean you have to, but everybody knows you got the capability. Right now, what we're looking at we have the biggest stick in the world. I mean, one carrier strike group is more power than most people in the world could ever hope to bring to bear. One. We have multiple carrier strike groups. But the question then becomes leadership. And people recognize when there is a lack of resolve, a lack of will, or an inability to make decisions. And that's where we stand today. Right now, we are watching an administration that has said, well, we're going to be there for you. And they moved to carrier strike group. Good. And then the president called a lid on his day at 11:30, and he's nowhere to be seen. And we have Americans being held hostage in the Gaza Strip. And I have to question, does the world believe right now that we are in a position of peace because of our strength? And I would say the answer is no, we're not, because they don't fear what the Biden administration will do. There is certainly, and I'll give props if I see them, there is certainly the opportunity for the Biden administration to do well in this. But my concern is what we've seen so far in their lack of ability to control our southern border, in their constant soft-on-crime policies, and in the lack of integrity when it comes to what's happening with the funding of Ukraine, I look at it and go, I don't think, in Afghanistan, I don't think the world looks at us and goes, Well, there's a nation right now that's poised to smack the next person who steps out of line. They don't. And so that's why we're seeing such an upsurge in activity around the world. I'll take a couple of calls real quick in the order they came in. Line one is Kareem from Huntsville. Kareem, what you doing, man? How are you?
How you doing there, Phil?
I'm good, buddy.
Listen, when I seen what happened on there, I said to myself, I said, okay, these guys got to be stupid because they know Israel is going to respond with overwhelming force. They're going to really overdo it. I mean, they leveling buildings.
Yeah.
So when they tell me that the death toll is told the Palestinians is only 300-400 people, I'm assuming that's going to be 3,000-4,000.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
They was dumb for doing it. They was dumb for doing it. But at the same time, you cannot act as if these people didn't have a legitimate beef with Israel. They had a legitimate beef that's been running for centuries. They keep pushing them out of their homes. God told me I can live here. You got to go. That's been their whole thing.
Yeah.
So right now, and how the world is going to how the world is going to perceive it, how they're going to take it, is in a minute they're going to gain sympathy of the world.
Well,
I'm thinking we just witnessed the first shots of World War III.
We may have. I hesitate to say that because I don't want it to be. But the reality is what you just described is true. We may have been looking at the opening front of World War III. I don't know. But here's the thing too. Yeah. When you say that there may need to be some consideration as to what Palestine has endured. Okay, let's say that's legit. Is going into people's homes and burning old ladies alive because they don't want them as a hostage, and then shooting and raping their way through neighborhoods and going to a music festival and destroying 260 innocent civilians. I mean, how is that a military action?
That's horrible.
That's terrorism.
That's absolutely horrible. It's absolutely horrible. I've seen it, and I sat there in shock and awe like everybody else because I knew what was coming after. And what was the end game? You know you're not going to take the country. They are a nuclear power. You know that they have us. We big brother. We're going to protect Israel no matter what. So what's your end game? You just wanted to come start some trouble and then what? Go home?
Yeah,
what,
I think the end game.
Try to bring them in so they can go block the block street fighting and stuff like that. I don't get it. I don't see what the end game is. They know they can't win.
I'm afraid the end game right now is to try and disparage Israel on the world stage and to draw the U.S. into a broader conflict that'll ruin peace accords and make Iran a stronger power in the Middle East. That's what I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. Hey, man, I got one other person on the line. Kareem, I appreciate you, brother. Take care. Have a good day.
All right.
Line two, Sparky from Harvest. How you doing, man?
I'm okay. I'm pretty sick to my stomach with what's going on there in Israel. I've got friends over there, friends I worked with from the Israeli Air Force. Was invited to go over there recently for an archaeological dig to assist on that, and really glad that has not happened yet because all those people, friends of mine on that, are still alive in Oklahoma and other places. But if anybody in the world needs any more excuse to not even bother with an impeachment investigation, but proceed with articles and impeachment against Joe Biden and his handlers, now's the time. You know, the man just freed up $6.5 billion to the largest sponsor of terrorism in the world, directly behind this strategic attack of rape and murder. It's time. It's time. And that guy can't go hide in the basement now, as much as the media is going to want to cover for him.
Yeah. And you know, what's interesting is you say that about hiding in the basement and the media not covering. The media was kind of shocked today to find he called a lid on his day at like 11:30 or 12. No more activity for the day.
Hey, when you don't have a good message and you don't have the answer, and you've got blood all over your hands.
Yeah.
Blood all over the hands that are in his pockets full of cash. If I sound really angry and disgusted, I am.
Yep.
And because you and I have both known and been better leaders than this. These clowns in Washington and the man that calls himself the pants crapper in chief doesn't even wet the bottom of the stick of the fine leaders that you and I have ever known in all our times of service.
Well, you know, he whipped Corn Pop. That was a big deal.
There is that. I forgot that.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's not forget. Corn Pop's a bad dude.
Corn Pop was indeed a bad dude.
I agree with you, Spark. And I would bet right now that they had to call a lid on the day because, number one, he was freaking out, and number two, I would bet that they're not in the situation room. I bet they're in the spin room trying to figure out what their message is, because they don't have one right now.
I don't think you can slap enough lipstick on this pig. I mean, it's bloody awful, and the timing of him freeing up $6.5 billion to the largest state sponsor of terrorism, directly behind this Israeli attack, according to Hamas and Hezbollah. It couldn't be worse. You can't. He can blame it on Trump, I suppose, and I'm sure he will. He can blame it on the MAGA Republicans, and he and Hillary can go walk hand in hand down the yellow brick road for all I care.
Well, you know, he did try to blame the other day. He flip-flopped on the border wall. Suddenly he's going to build the border wall. He doesn't believe it's going to work, but he was stuck with it because it was Trump money. If Trump did it, he can't overturn that like everything else he's already done. It's been unreal. Sparky, we appreciate you, man. We're up against the break.
Thanks for making me laugh with the corn pop. I appreciate
that. No worries, bud. Take care. All right. Hey, listen, we are going to take a break right now. We'll come right back and put a lid on this day. Y'all, peace through strength. It's legit. It is absolutely imperative that if we're going to be the biggest dog on the block, we be the biggest dog on the block, and that people know that we will bite if we have to, but that we don't want to. But we'll do it if we have to. It's like I said a minute ago, the Williams Doctrine, win friends, kill enemies. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Making common sense like a superpower. Hey, I got to tell you folks, who else makes common sense like a superpower is our friends at ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, man, they are so epic good at what they do. And I know these folks personally. I believe in not only what they do, but how they do it and who they are. But ZLA Solutions, man, if you're looking for people, they can help you find them. If you're an employer of any size and you need people, it could be like two or three people with hard-to-find niche skills, or it could be a whole shift of people. They will help you find them. ZLA Solutions, their website is zlausa.com. They can do recruiting, background checks, drug testing for you. They can go out there and do all the headhunting. They'll find the people. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter is what I always say. So yeah, you check them out. ZLA Solutions at zlausa.com. And do me a favor, when you do, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Let me grab a call real quick, and I got a bunch of text messages that I'll try to get through before we hit the top of the hour. Who is that? Is that Wolverine Dan from Madison? What you doing, man?
Hey, listen, man, I love your bumper music. That's the Allman Brothers. Let me give you a real quick story about that, and then I got my take. I was at a concert at the Von Braun. Leonard Skinner was the backup band. And then this guy next to me just loves Freebird, right, okay?
Yeah.
So when the Allman Brothers gets on, he kept saying, play Freebird. And I turn around, look at the guy, I said, do you realize who you're talking to? He says, what? I said, that's the Allman Brothers. They can't, Leonard Skinner can't even hold the jock strap of the Allman Brothers. You got to be kidding me. Anyway, well, let's get to my take, all right? Yeah. Here's the blue collar guy going to get on a phone like he always does. And I'm going to tell you the way I see it, okay? Okay, big boy. There's no big boy. Some of these guys at this, Washington, D.C., they need to start pulling up the big boy pants, or, you know, or to just get off the stage or just take a hike. Let's start some term limits, because you know what? These representatives, the president, and a lot of these guys and girls down over there in Washington, D.C., to be honest with you, I don't like what I'm seeing. Nothing's getting done. They're fighting amongst each other. And look what happens when you free the money and give it back to those people. And look what happens to the 11 of our citizens, could be more maybe.
Yeah.
And then all those other innocent people, along with the American citizens, that lose their life because of the stupid things that we do. And they won't take, you know what? They won't take any blame for this and say, well, it wasn't my fault. I didn't do it. But you know what? You're immature. So get out of there and let's put some people in there that have America's interest first.
Point well taken, Wolverine Dan. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah. So listen, this whole show today, he's right. The people that are in charge, you can have the biggest stick, and if no one believes you're ever going to use it, then you don't have peace through strength. You can have the greatest country in the world. If you don't control your own borders, then no one believes you really care. You can have the most beautiful cities in the nation. If you won't enforce the criminal laws that are on the books and keep the streets safe, then you are abdicating your authority. The criminals automatically believe that you do not care. They recognize that having the biggest stick is not the same as being willing to use the biggest stick. And by the way, it doesn't mean you're walking around beating people up. Peace through strength is not peace through bullying. Peace through strength is not peace through bludgeoning people. Peace through strength, as our guest Jared Hudson said earlier, is having the sword still in the sheath, but the willingness and the capability to put it to use should you need it. That's peace through strength. Right now, much of the world does not believe that we have an executive in the office, in the Oval Office, or for that matter, in the Vice President's office, or for that matter, in our secretarial positions, such as Department of Defense and, you know, in the Secretary of State's office. I mean, good Lord, could we have a more feckless band of ineffective individuals? Peace through strength is about who you put in the position of wielding the stick. It's not just having the stick, it's about being able to wield the stick. And right now, we are looking at policies that have diminished our military capacity. We're looking at policies that have ransacked our ability to say that we actually control our own borders. We're looking at policies that have destroyed our economic prowess on the world stage and made us energy dependent upon some of the same countries that are over there right now creating a mess in the Middle East. Right now we have a president who is sitting here with multiple American hostages, and he has called a lid on his day. It's Monday, sir. The week has started. Get to work. And yet, peace through strength means you've got a president who would look at the world and go, I'll sleep later. Right now, I got work to do. I mean, this is not a good time to have Biden in the Oval Office. And every single member of the Republican primary crowd needs to be taking this moment and recognizing how they will act should they be in that position. Remember the old thing about Hillary Clinton? If the phone rings at 3 in the morning, well, I got news. The phone doesn't ring for Biden at 3 in the morning because he needs his sleep. We understand that they didn't even wake him up, apparently, when the war in Israel started. And yet we're looking at more Jewish citizens died in one day this past weekend than have died in any one day since the Holocaust. And I'm going to tell you, it's a dangerous time. Flashpoints abound. And peace through strength means we as a nation have got to get ourselves together. Leadership has got to be in a position of saying, not only do I have the biggest stick, but by God, I'll use it if you don't step in line. If you will, we'll work with you. All right, that's a full day, y'all. More to come tomorrow. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Boomer and I back here tomorrow at 2. We will see you then.